So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Burt Show.
Abby kind of surprised me in studio yesterday, and I wasn't really, you're not really sure ever when to believe or what to believe on the internet anymore. So was it, what were we cutting yesterday when you were telling us about Build-A-Bear doing bears now that are a little bit more PG-13 or actually a little bit higher rated than that?
They're a little spicier than expected. So we were cutting texting tutor yesterday, and I can't remember how it came up, but I had just seen this article, and by article I mean something on my TikTok For You page, where Build-A-Bear was putting out these new bears that you can purchase called Build-A-Bear After Dark, and they have all these very like salaciously themed bears. Like, you can get a cougar who's wearing like a crop top and a leopard trench coat. You can get a lion with a shirt that says Zaddy and he's holding a dirty martini. It's wild to me that they have had to pivot to this.
I thought maybe it was a joke. Like, it sounds like a very funny joke. Like, you go into Build-A-Bear and you've got non-kid bears. Ha ha ha. That's very, very funny.
So yesterday we talked about this, right? After the show, and then I'm at home scrolling Instagram.
Yeah.
And up pop the Build-A-Bears After Dark. Now, I didn't Google these to check out if they were authentic, right?
Yeah.
No, the ad for Build-A-Bear After Dark popped up and I saw not only the Zaddy, but also the Cougar. And they come with some very fun,
accessories.
No, jingles. They come with some very fun jingles.
You mean like an audio jingle?
Yes.
She's a cougar. She's a cougar. Watch out, boys.
On the prowl. Looking for a good time. Hear her growl. This cat is in the prime. Too vicious to handle. Too fair to ignore. She's got her heels and she's ready for a boy.
That's what goes through my head anytime I go out with someone a year or two younger than me.
Legit.
I didn't realize you submitted that because It literally popped up in my Instagram yesterday and I sent the email as well. And I was like, we need to play this Friday after we play Texting Tutor.
Forget about Friday. I couldn't wait. I was floored because I really thought it was a joke, but it's not, man. You are not safe with your kids anywhere anymore, man. That's it. All right, so our intern Lamari was in here. Bit of a misunderstanding during a delivery. Are you an Uber driver?
Yeah, I drive for Uber Eats.
Oh,
yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. So when I'm not, gracing the masses with my entertaining ways on air and blessing my teachers with my brilliance, I am moonlighting as a Uber Eats driver. And last week was quite the episode. So I had to pick up some food from Chick-fil-A, normal thing, go pick it up, head out to go drop it off. And the instructions for the drop-off were kind of, like, confusing, like, really confusing. So the person stayed in, like a duplex or like a multi-home. So it had multiple doors, and it had, like, a front and a back. And, like, they were divided by, like, numbers and letters. So I was, like, super confused. It was, like, trying to figure out French.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I had it right, and I ended up going to the door, knocking. Someone comes, and I thought it was a little awkward. There was a little moment where they were, like, looking at me like, who the heck are you? But I didn't think much of it, gave them the food, and walked off. Completed the delivery, and I'm about 3 minutes down the road. I get a phone call like, hey, man, where's my food? And I'm like, I just gave it to you. Ho and behold. Wrong door, wrong person.
Okay, not a huge deal.
But they took it?
Yeah.
They looked at you and said, thank you.
Man.
The person
looked me dead in the face and just took it.
So the person that you incorrectly delivered it to took it, the food, and didn't say anything about it.
Didn't say a word. They just gave me that little awkward look for a second, but then they quickly corrected it and grabbed the food and was like, thank you.
So they don't think the universe is just blessing them with random Chick-fil-A. They were like, oh, this is a wrong delivery because of the area we live in. I'm not going to say anything about it, and I'm going to enjoy my chicken sandwich.
The even worst part about it is they're your neighbors. You got to know them.
It's so confusing to get to them that that's probably not the first time it's happened.
Right.
Exactly. They probably do that once or twice a week, just get a good free meal and boom.
And Chick-fil-A too. Jesus chicken.
Yeah.
You can't do that with Jesus' chicken.
Those are the blessed biscuits.
Yes.
That's why they took it.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.